Opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Van Tine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us at The Karmic Path. Today was kind of a fun day for us. We did a show earlier through Transformation Talk Radio at radio station KKNW out of Seattle this morning, and that show was about ghosts, ghost myths, and ghost facts. And it was a lot of fun, and check it out. You can watch it at thekarmicpath.com and also on the Facebook Live, and we'll get the video up on YouTube soon. Anyways, this show, even though you may have seen it showing as the ghost show, we're actually, the topic is different. The show title for this is, Can You Kill a Soul? And there's a lot of reasons why we've been going back and forth over this. But before we get into it too heavy, earlier this week, Tina, when you were up in LA, I met this really great guy. And I'm married, because so not that kind of great.
There really are great guys out there.
There are. Anyways, he happens to work for a development company, and this company bought a large parcel of land by my home. And instead of developing it, they donated it to the city. And what made this really actually extra cool is that this parcel of land is adjacent to or next to the preserve where I live. So the canyon area. So anyways, I was just really excited about that. It's like, you know, there's just some good karma in that.
Well, anytime you can return something to nature or leave it alone,
right?
That's always a positive thing. Okay, so today's show is all about, always, it's all about karma. We all have a karmic path, and every decision we make is going to ripple out through time and space, whether or not we're in a mortal body. Boy, that's a mouthful.
Right. Do you want to say that one more time? I won't test you.
Thank you.
So all of our actions and reactions to those actions do echo out. And we never know what opportunities or challenges they provide for us.
That's right. And the point of this show, if you don't take anything else from it, is the concept that you cannot destroy a soul. Souls live forever. It's what the great ancient texts mean by life. Everlasting.
There you go.
Not death everlasting. The energy that is a soul can never be destroyed.
Now, what we do have as humans is we have free will and the ability to make choices or not. And sometimes people don't choose so wisely.
And they don't. We certainly see that every day.
Say what?
Something happens. And we're always trying to marry science to this. And where we get this concept that you cannot destroy a soul is that the first law of thermodynamics, physics, is energy is neither created nor destroyed. So that is the basic premise for this entire show. All right. So let's talk about
Energy is neither created nor destroyed, but energy can change forms. And an example of this is simply water. It can turn to gas. It can turn to snow. It can turn to ice. It can just stay as water. So that's an example of energy changing form, but the molecules, the essence of that water is still water.
And a soul is a soul because a soul existed before it entered a body and became a fetus and then a baby and then a human being. I mean, a whole person. So
it versus the half people because they're very short. Sorry.
Even half people are actually whole people in their mind.
Okay.
In their mind, they're taller. My mind, I feel like I'm, you know, almost 6 feet tall.
Okay.
Not 5 foot one.
Good for you.
And that concept is a really important one to grasp. And you can't work through karma unless you have access to mortal life. Okay, do you want to say that part?
All right. We're here, our souls incarnate here to this earth. I mean, we're spiritual beings first and foremost. Right now, we've taken on this human body. And, you know, I've said in the past, these are kind of like rental units. We don't get to keep them forever, right? Eventually, we shed them and then we go back to our energy source changes shape, basically. We go back to, hopefully, home. And not all souls need to live a lengthy lifetime. Some souls just need a few moments. Some need a full life. And it's because of the karma that their soul needs for that moment in time. I have a friend who lost a baby at just a couple months of age, and it was a surprise and it was heartbreaking. But maybe, and it's not mine to judge, but maybe that baby only needed a few moments of this time. Or maybe that baby was to help that family understand and process grief. We don't know.
And when you can stay in that place of not judging a situation, I think that it keeps you more in balance. Maybe that baby needed to know someone loved it. And and it got to know the feeling of being wanted and being loved. And that's a really important feeling. But karma is never going to waste the energy of an event or a moment. And you cannot work through karma without the opportunity that mortal life provides, even if it's but a few short moments or months or days.
And an example of this is we're all living here right now and we have these karmic moments and we never know when a person steps into our life, we don't know the karma that is going to be satisfied or worked through, meaning challenges or opportunities that new person who entered our life will be.
And sometimes they enter your life for just a few moments. Maybe you just pass them on the freeway.
Right.
Or maybe they become your business partner and you're together for years.
Right.
You never know what that karmic moment or opportunity is going to be. And that's not right or wrong or good or bad. It just is. So,
and sometimes a life can be ended when we all think they were taken too soon. They're gone too soon. And I think we all have had that kind of experience, but we may be thinking that, but that was, there's karma involved and there's a learning, a level of ability in learning to understand the karma of the situation of that particular death.
Suppose your sister dies or your brother dies when, you know, you're 9 or 10 or your sibling is 4 or 5. Then you have to learn what it's like to work through grief at an early age. It's a huge trauma at an early age.
And it's not easy.
It's really, really tough trauma. And that experience, when you give it that label, yes, it's a trauma, but it's a life experience. It's going to change you. It's going to change your perceptions of things. And the energy of that entire event, it has enormous value. People say, you know, what a waste. Nothing when you study karma is wasted. Every moment is pregnant with consequence.
In fact, I think I made a pillow for you once that says karma never wastes energy.
Yeah, I bet you guys have never seen that pillow before.
So karma doesn't waste energy. And I think this is a really critical concept to really take in and live with and resonate with, because life happens while we're busy making other plans.
Yeah, and that's actually a line from the movie, Mr. Holland's Opus. Life is what happens while you're making other plans. I think that's a brilliant statement. You know, God bless the writer who put that on paper.
Right.
So, and it doesn't matter how a person dies.
Right.
Whether they died, they're denied life, crossing them over dramatically furthers their karmic path. Okay, you want to say that again?
All right. It doesn't matter how a soul dies. Now, there are deaths that are more traumatic, less traumatic
dies,
than our others.
Soul doesn't die.
Perfect. I'm sorry. Thank you. That's the whole point of the show.
Yes, just trying to keep you on the straight and narrow there, kid.
Thank you. When a person dies, they could have lived a long life and died of natural causes. They could have died of a vicious illness. They could have been in an accident. They could have been murdered. There are many ways a person can die. The most important, and we all will die, the most important element here is to make sure that that person crosses over. And recently, we redid the crossing over prayer, so you can, and it's updated now. It's been tested all over the world. We re-videotaped it, and we added the history after the prayer. We added the history of how the prayer came to be, because it's kind of an interesting story. So it's on thekarmicpath.com, the crossing over prayer. If you have a loved one who you think may not have crossed over, even if you're sure, try this prayer. Say their name, request some angels, and use this prayer and cross them over. No matter what happens to a soul when they die, the most important thing that happens is that they get crossed over.
It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. What's the worst that could happen? You said a prayer. It took you a couple minutes. But for the soul, when you say the crossing over prayer, it's sort of like you go over and you turn on a light. And like moths to a flame, souls move toward that light. So when you say the prayer, you're turning on a light, not just for one soul, but perhaps for several souls. And that is enormous spiritual service without any judgment. You don't care what faith they are or they aren't. You don't care whether somebody believes it or not. It is an act of service and faith, and it's a truly, truly important act.
And let's talk about, when we come back, the fact that it doesn't matter how the person lived, we still need to cross them over and why that's important. We are going to take a break here in a moment, but we want to thank the Oil Lounge for sponsoring this show. And you are listening to The Karmic Path at Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Fenn is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenFenn.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, and this is The Karmic Path. And we've been discussing what happens to the soul of a person who's murdered, the murderer, somebody who dies of natural causes, someone who dies by suicide, long illness, sudden accident. We're going to take just a minute to talk about what happens there. So go ahead, Laura. All right. Take it away.
So what made me think of this was we have crossed over some nasty murderers.
There aren't any unnasty murderers.
That's true. Good point. Okay. So
you're adorable.
Tell that to my husband. So we've crossed over some pretty nasty murders, some very difficult people. And the reason why we do this, and we do it without judgment, is because when a violent, vicious person dies and they do not cross over, they languish in the fourth dimension, or the hells or limbo or whatever it is you want to call it, and they can haunt the living. So we've all heard about ghosts haunting people, right? So they can intentionally haunt and harm the living, and given enough time, they will reincarnate from that place of the lower astral. And when that happens, they come back here without the ability and guidance of the heaven world of soul restoration and healing. And this is really important, because when the heaven world can have access to these souls that are literally stuck in the fourth dimension, then they get the healing and soul restoration that they really need and that we need to evolve as a species.
We do. And what we're trying to say is, just because someone's a murderer doesn't mean that they cannot change. If you never cross them over, they never have the opportunity to really come face to face with the results of their actions. And they can also prey on the people they murdered. That's a really terrible place. So obviously you're going to cross over someone who met a terrible end. And it's true for every single one of us who dies, we need to be crossed over. So that's sort of our soapbox most of the time. All right, now let's talk about some situations that really don't get much coverage.
All right, and we cross over, I don't think there's a day that doesn't go by where we don't cross over some soul or souls. And there have been times where we have crossed over souls that never entered a mortal physical body. They ended up in a miscarriage, or they were stillborn or something like that.
And a lot of times people don't think about what happens to the soul who is miscarried. And I think this is kind of an important one to talk about. And there's an interesting statistic. 52% of pregnancies end in miscarriage. Not miscarriage and stillbirth, just miscarriage alone. That's a lot of miscarriages. And no one ever wonders, well, what happened to that soul?
Right. And there may or may not have been a soul attached to it. We don't know, but it's a possibility. We've crossed over some of those souls in the past. Every single time, yes. Is there a soul attached? I don't know.
We don't know, because sometimes a soul can enter the body early or late. We have no idea.
It's way above our pay grade.
That's so beyond our pay grade. When does the soul actually take possession of a mortal body?
That's right. When do you get the keys to that body?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we want to kind of look at miscarriage through a karmic eye. Sometimes when a woman miscarries, it can be for a lot of reasons. The time isn't right. Maybe the woman's body is not quite ready, or there's an anomaly in the structure of the baby, and that means that baby cannot be born. Well, that baby is now denied access to that set of parents at that moment in time.
Right. And again, there is no time in the other dimension. Only in the third dimension here, where we're in these physical bodies, is there time. So they're denied access at this moment in time. It doesn't mean that they can't come back.
And I guess the question that one of the questions we got was, is the soul destroyed in a miscarriage? And the answer is no, you can't. It's a violation of physics. You can't destroy the soul with a miscarriage. It's just that the soul didn't get to come in at that point in time. That's it.
And this is why reincarnation is so important to understand. And, you know, I know there's a lot of faiths that do believe in reincarnation, a lot of faiths that don't believe in reincarnation. But if you really think about it, are we really going to come in here and live one mortal lifetime and be done with it?
Or we're miscarried and that we never get another chance to come back. And sometimes there's some unusual situations that parents actually have knowledge of. You get pregnant, but you miscarry. And then maybe that means that you can get pregnant. Sometimes a miscarriage
it can be a sign of hope.
It can be this sort of convoluted sign of hope that, okay, well, actually means I can get pregnant. But when the miscarriage happens, meaning that you don't carry the pregnancy to term, then that's usually a really sad thing, unless you really didn't want that child. And then you're grateful that you're not pregnant anymore. That happens too. And so, is there karma attached to this? And I guess I'd have to say that everything carries karma.
Yeah.
You tried to get pregnant or you got pregnant accidentally, whatever.
And karma isn't always a bad thing.
No, it just means that sometimes maybe that soul got to see, okay, I'm kind of testing the waters. Is the time right to join this set of parents, to join this family? Because you drop into the drama of whatever family you happened to be focusing on.
And all families have just a wee bit of drama, right?
I don't know of a single family that doesn't have some drama. And a lot of times there's so much drama around pregnancy. Do you want to have the child? Do you not want to have the child? Is the father aware?
Can you afford it or not afford it?
Yeah, I mean, right now the cost of having children is high. Or is it convenient? Is it not convenient? I don't know where the clock and the calendar is that says it's convenient to have a child.
I don't think it's there.
I mean,
maybe it's just a crapshoot. I'm kidding.
I think that, yes, there are people who plan. We actually did that.
Good for you.
We had a plan and it worked out just exactly
as we
planned it. And then we had other things happen that weren't at all what we planned. And we were blessed a third time. So it's kind of amazing.
And there are always karmic opportunities with whatever decision we make or whatever happens with us. If we, you know, there's a miscarriage and the family is grieving it, there's karma with that, right? How are they handling it? How are they dealing with that grief? So, you know, we can look at things as they happen to us with a karmic eye. You know, my so-and-so is sick and ill, they may die. And okay, what does this mean? How can I step in? How can I be compassionate and helpful? There's always an opportunity to learn something in every single situation, and that includes a miscarriage or a stillborn.
Sometimes a miscarriage has a very unusual effect. It can cause the woman to realize how much she really, really, really wanted that child, or it can cause her to realize she really didn't want that child at that point in time. And again, that's without judgment.
That's okay. Those are without judgment. Any case, whenever, like we said earlier, if there's ever a death or a miscarriage or stillborn or something, use that crossing over prayer to make sure that that soul crosses back over into the heaven world.
And I've had several women who had a child and always felt that they'd had twins. And in one really interesting case, she had a lot of issues. You know, the mom had a lot of reproductive issues. And I said, you know, when you're describing your pregnancy, it sounded like you were preeclamptic. And that happens with firstborn male children and twins or multiples. And she said, well, I had a daughter. And you can be preeclamptic with a daughter too. But she said, I always felt like I had twins. And I said, really? And I said, did you actually ask about it? She said, yes, I was convinced I had two children. And they kept saying, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, you couldn't have had two
and
children.
This was back before ultrasounds and stuff.
This was before ultrasounds. This was in the early 80s. Or no, the late 70s.
Late 70s. Okay.
And so they didn't do those things then. And she was convinced. Well, come to find out, she was just having this discussion with her grown daughter who said, oh, I know I'm a twin. Okay, revelation here. So the twin, her daughter said, I know I'm a twin. I know my twin died and I know my twin is always with me. I know I'm never alone and I want to help this twin, but I don't know what to do. It was really a poignant thing. And this was before we had written the crossing over prayer. And I said, well, then that sort of verifies it for both of you. It doesn't matter because in a lot of hospitals, a doctor would make a decision not to tell the mother and she would never know. She would be kept in the dark like she's a five-year-old and wouldn't be allowed to know that and she had a baby die. But her subconscious knows. And what happened was we did a special ceremony. We did special prayers for this child. She gave the child a name and she crossed the child. She and her daughter crossed that child over and they said it was like this light. Somebody had turned the lights on in their life. They felt so much better because it's as if, yes, we know this child died. And now we've helped the child in the last way we possibly could, the twin and the mother. And now they felt at peace. It was a very strange feeling.
And that baby, I'm going to call it a baby soul for lack of a better term, was never destroyed.
No, the soul was never destroyed. And who knows when that soul might come in. Maybe that soul will rejoin. But because the soul was crossed over, there's no way of knowing. It used to be they thought you could reincarnate in 152 years. But sometimes it's 1,000 years, 1,000 mortal earth mortal time years. And you don't really know. It depends on what karma is attached
above
to.
Above our pay grade.
It depends on what karma is attached to the entire family constellation or dramatic drama that goes along with that. And I think it's just a really, really, really interesting thing. And if that has ever happened to you or you had a miscarriage, go to thekarmicpath.com and get out the crossing over prayer and ask an angel to attach to that miscarried soul and cross that soul over. And you're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. And again, our special thanks to the Oil Lounge for sponsoring us. And we'll be right back.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
T Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Karmic Path and Transformation Talk Radio. All right, we're talking about this, can you kill a soul? Does a soul get destroyed? And we've been kind of dancing around a certain subject because we have been asked by several listeners, viewers, with the current abortion state in this country.
Okay, we're putting our tap shoes on.
Yeah, no, we're putting our tap shoes on. And, you know, this is a tough one. With the recent politics and abortion, we've got people writing into us saying, what about? And so that's what brought this up. Our original show this week was going to be on Akashic Records, which we'll do in a couple of weeks. But we just felt that we had to pivot this week because there's so much polarization going on in this country right now. If it's not a wall or if it's vaccines or whatever the widget is, it seems like some source or something is working so hard to divide this country and divide the world. And that's kind of a problem.
Right. It's a problem. And, all right. But that's for another day. But show.
We've gone back and forth on, do we do a show on this or not? And, you know, we keep coming back to the same thing. We can't destroy a soul. Is an abortion ideal? Of course not. But
no one in their right mind wants to go through that.
And there are people not in their right mind.
I have met them.
But we have to go back to the first law of thermodynamics. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. So, and this is absolutely true of soul energy. In our book, Soul Evolution, Past Lives, and Karmic Ties, we talk about the fact that our souls are eternal. And everything we do, we've said this, incurs karma. If somebody chooses to have an abortion, they earn karma. If they choose not to have an abortion, they earn karma. That, I'm going to call it a baby soul, in either case, earns karma. It's just what it is. But you cannot destroy the soul.
You can't. And when the soul, a great master was asked one time, can you talk about the question of abortion? He said, well, perhaps in the next life, they'll choose more wisely. They chose parents that took this action. And he wasn't judging the soul and he wasn't judging the parent. He just made an observation. That soul chose poorly. I mean, that was actually a quote. That soul chose really poorly. It's like, okay.
We don't all make good decisions.
And if you are a soul and you're choosing parents that don't want you, you're not convenient, but you've got to work off karma. So you're going to try and have any access to a mortal body so you can incarnate and live again. Then what happens in abortion is that those parents denied that soul access to them as parents. We're not judging it. We're saying that's actually what happens. That set of parents denies that soul access to them as parents. Now, in the difference with miscarriage is it happens by a natural event. You
There's
don't even
intention,
know why it happened.
Right? An intention.
And with abortion, there is an intention. And there are so many reasons people do this, take this. I mean, it's rape, it's incest.
And we had one person write in who was in an abusive situation and she found herself pregnant and she's like, what do I do? And we're not going to tell anybody.
We're not ever going to tell anybody
what to do. But her concern was if she has this baby, she isn't, you know, incurring karma for the potential abuse. But if she doesn't have the baby, she's incurring karma for that abortion. That's a tough situation.
And women have been faced with this since the dawn of time. Since the dawn of time, abortion has been discussed. Again, right or wrong or good or bad, whatever your view, it's been going on since the dawn of time. And ironically, in today's time, the abortion rate is actually, hard to believe, dropping. And it's gone from 1.2 million in this country in 2014 to roughly 800,000 in 2017. So
that's a significant
drop. That's a significant drop. It's dropping. Things are beginning to shift. And I would love to say that we can legislate against rape and incest and abortion, things that we find we wish would not ever, ever happen, that there would never be a circumstance where someone would say, I cannot keep this baby. In my heart of hearts, I wish that with my very being. But things happen that we are not in a position to judge in any way. And it's every single decision someone makes carries a consequence. A woman who is raped incurs karma in an element of it. What that is, maybe she fought it, maybe she did her very best. What is that karma? I don't know. The rapist incurs horrific karma, whether it was a family member, it was incest. I mean, we've crossed over thousands and thousands and thousands of aborted babies between the two of us. Just yeah. An astounding number of them. We're not going to leave them there. We encounter them, we cross them over immediately. So maybe they don't come back right away. Maybe they have comfort and care and love in the heaven world. Maybe in the heaven world, they know what love feels like because they didn't feel it as they were trying to enter this particular family dynamic. And there is a family dynamic no matter what. And so I've had women say, I can't believe that I was raped by my brother, my uncle. I mean, one woman, I had a client who was gang raped by her brothers for 10 years. And I can't even imagine what her life was like. And it was not for me to sit in judgment of her. I don't know if she had an abortion. I know that her life created horrible fractures within her. And it made her personality be a very difficult personality.
You know, these traumas happen to everybody. The degree of the traumas vary from person to person. Family situation, you know, everything ebbs and flows in degrees. And what she went through, that client, is the stuff that horror stories are made out of.
I've had people tell me how horrified they were that they had an abortion. I've had the same stories told to me, I wish I'd had an abortion because then my child wouldn't have been so brutally abused. I crossed over a ghost who had murdered her four children. This was in the 20s in Hollywood.
That is actually in Ghost Stories from the Ghost Point of View.
Volume 3. It's called The Acting Couch.
Yeah.
And she fed her children poison and she killed all four children. And she told me, she said, I wish I could have had an abortion. Then I wouldn't have to be a murderer and have killed them all. And then her life was horrific after that, because she gave up on her dream of being an actress. I mean, it was a really tough story to listen to, and I shared it. But I've heard women on both sides of the aisle tell me what they wish they had and wish they hadn't. And it put me in a position of not judging it. I have not walked in the shoes of those women.
Nobody
not for
can
me to judge.
Tell another person what is right or wrong for them. It has to come from within. And it could be, you know, as simple as buying a car or a house or having an abortion. Whatever that decision is, it has to be right for that person. And it's reminding me of a baby ghost that I had crossed over, and this baby died in Ohio, and he was born to drug addicted parents, and they abused him and he died in their care. Was this baby an opportunity for these drug abusing parents to clean up their act and they failed? Was this baby, you know, maybe did some drugs dealings or something in another lifetime, and this was, you know, for him to
work off karma,
figure out, you know, maybe that wasn't a good thing. We don't know. So there's always the issue of we don't know. And a lot of people seem to become so polarized over the abortion issue, and it's not ours to judge. It shouldn't be ours to judge. Every person, every soul is unique and has different needs, different wants, different desires. And we all have free will.
The karma of every decision we make will come back to us in some way. We may not be able to understand it right away. We may not be able to explain it, but it is an absolute. Not because we said so, because we're just people talking to you on the radio, but because it's basically...
Well, we study these things, though.
We actually study these things. It's action and reaction. We know that the law of thermodynamics says that you cannot destroy a soul. You deny the soul access to you as parents. But Newton's third law, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So there's going to be a reaction if you have an abortion. There's going to be a reaction if you don't have an abortion. And how that works out for the soul is, this has been going on for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Women have not been able to fully control what happens to reproduction. I mean, that really was the whole point of birth control, that you could choose when to become a parent. That choice not only gave a person a sense of freedom, it would cut down on the need for someone to even conceive of having an abortion. Imagine that you've had, this is a very interesting show, that this woman had 8 children. She couldn't feed them. She was half desperate. She got pregnant with her 9th, and she adored her children, but she discovered a rat was chewing on her child. And she was so horrified that her child would have to go through that. And the thought of having a 9th child put her in a position that she went a little crazy. They actually discussed how she went a little nuts, and she found someone to do this, and she aborted that child. And she felt horrible that she couldn't give that child a home. She had no access to birth control. She had none. And she felt a lot of emotions. That's the best I can say, because I can't say how she felt because I wasn't in her body. It's a very interesting story.
And on that cheery note, we're going to take a break. You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will be back shortly.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. We're discussing this.
Can you kill a soul?
Can you kill a soul? And the topic sort of wound its way around to the abortion question that we've been asked many times. What is the karma of abortion? And it's not for us to judge or to say what the karma of abortion is, but karma is incurred whenever there is conception. So, I mean, we can say that for sure.
Yeah, there's karma incurred when I get in my car. There's karma incurred
absolutely.
When.
What point is very, very important to make is that there are patterns in society. We have legislated against rape and incest and in many states now abortion. We still have rape and we still have incest. And the probability is people will still find back alley abortionists. And as sad as it makes me to say that that's going to happen, or they'll go to other states, I think that is a true statement. But there's a bigger picture here. And the picture has to do with family patterns. And so if someone, you're born and no one wanted you, and you were completely unloved, and you were a child in the foster care system, you're looking for love in all the wrong faces.
And here's the issue is that we need to fight for the rights of the children who are here. And as a former elementary middle school teacher, I can tell you, a child who is not wanted, they know that they're not wanted. They know they're an inconvenience. They're hungry. They're tired, they're exhausted. We need to fight for these kids. Did you know that in the foster care system throughout the entire United States, if a child is in foster care and they move from home to home, they are given a giant black trash bag
for their things,
to put their things in to go to the next home? What does that do to a child's subconscious? Take this trash bag and put your stuff in it because you're garbage.
What we're trying to say is that unless you change the emotional pattern that stops the need for abortion by providing loving homes for the unborn and unwanted.
And those already born.
And in other words, people are fighting for the rights of the unborn, and they are deeply and profoundly passionate. And these are good people. I would ask also that they fight for the rights of the children who are already born and unwanted. I mean, what would happen? What would be the karma of a society that said, okay, we're going to tell you, you cannot have an abortion, but here are these people, lists of people lined up to take your child. Even if your child is abused, even if you were living in chronic fear, even if that child is going to be meth addicted, opioid or heroin addicted or alcohol addicted, mentally or physically damaged or emotionally damaged, we have people lined up to take those children. And there are 800,000 children a year who may now be coming in, we need at least 800,000 adoptions to take place. Those children won't repeat this pattern.
And I have done volunteer work for organizations such as Angels Foster Care, which takes in drug addicted babies. And I can guarantee you there's almost never enough homes for these babies. And these homes for the babies are always temporary. They're going through a system. They're going to be living a life. These children
in a system.
In a system.
Not a home. A system.
There's a difference between living a life in a home and living a life in a system. And babies do this thing. They grow up. They become adults. And it's our jobs to make sure that they're productive adults.
That they don't enter the prison system.
When a child is unwanted, and I can tell you as a teacher, I have had many children who I knew were not wanted. Their self-esteem is not intact. They are chronically reaching out in all the wrong ways to create attention and drama because they don't have that love and affection, and they don't know how to get that love and affection. So they act out, they misbehave. And by misbehaving, I mean they could start a fire in the school bathroom or worse.
Now, not all children in the foster care do these things.
They do not.
They do not. We would not make such a blanket statement. What we're saying is that this desire to be wanted is a basic human need. And the need for people to adopt, I don't know, 1 to 5 children who are going to be coming in and will be unwanted. If women knew that if they kept their baby, that there's someone standing by to take that child so that abortion would never even enter their mind, because now there's a system in place to say, we'll take this child from you. Don't worry about it.
And it would be fantastic if the rights of the children who are already born were equal to the rights of the children who have yet to be born.
And that those souls who do make it all the way in, and they're not miscarried, they're not aborted, they don't die by being beaten to death or poisoned after, you know, when they're 2 days old, which I've certainly seen.
Well, yeah,
in the ghostly form.
In ghostly forms, not ghostly personally. Form.
Then that issue of care and changing life patterns. Imagine if you had a society for which there was no need for there was no need ever for an abortion. Imagine what that society would look like, because people were lined up to take those children. And if fighting for the rights of the unborn can also include fighting for the rights of those children who were born, or those taking those women, instead of making them feel horrible about themselves, say, listen, we know stuff happens. And that you're keeping this child might be horrible. We're going to step up and take that child.
We're going to help you for more than 6 months.
Yes.
We're going to be there for you. A lot of, you know, women who have abortions don't necessarily have family that
they have no one. Maybe they came out of the foster system and we have this repetition pattern.
And by the way, there are plenty of lovely and wonderful foster parents who are incurring amazing karma.
But they're overburdened. The social service system, those people burn out really, really quickly because their hearts are huge trying to help people out of horrible situations. And I think our point is, it's not for us to judge one way or the other. We're not sitting in judgment.
Yeah, and we're hoping that this discussion kind of opens up people to a different way of thinking, a different line of thought. We're not pro or against. It's just a karmic situation. You can't kill a soul. That's the first law of thermodynamics. And psychologically, if we remove the need for abortion by giving women an alternate choice, that would be amazing. And spiritually, use the crossing over prayer. If you feel or you suspect or you know you have a soul with you, a ghost with you, it could be, you know, a miscarried soul, it could be, you know, a 90-year-old man or whatever it is.
Really creepy.
Go to, well, it happens. Go to thekarmicpath.com and play that crossing over prayer and direct those souls to cross over into the light that it creates. And we've had testimonials on this prayer all over the world that it works. It's a huge, huge service that you can do for yourself and for those that need the help.
In our heart of hearts, we wish with all of our hearts there was, the word abortion did not exist. We wish that every child could be welcomed and loved. Karma doesn't always work that way. And if we have an opportunity to participate in shifting the karmic path of someone who is in a tough place, maybe that's a karmic opportunity we might all want to consider. And I guess with that, we're done. Thank you for listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. Take it away,
Thank you very much.
And if you have questions for us or comments, and I'm sure someone will have comment after this.
Questions@thekarmicpath.com. And we want to thank the Oil Lounge for sponsoring the show with us today.
And a special thank you to our producer, Kat Grebe, for her help in putting this show together and all the folks at Transformation Talk Radio. And please check out our books and courses on thekarmicpath.com. Talk to you next week.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with The Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.